Hey, beautiful people, this is Mentor Shelly coming to you, wanting you to understand how important it is to have your career tools, not only having them, but having them structured and written in a way that works really great for you in your career. Just want to drop this little tidbit. We're going to discuss today. Self-praise sounds conceited, or it's really of no consequences. Why letters of recommendation can boost your professional reputation. Just want to get started. In your job search or business activities, you may hear people mention letters of recommendation, but you don't really understand what it is. Do you really understand how this career tool can truly help to distinguish you from other candidates in the job market or business if you're an entrepreneur? You know, of course, I said the title, of course, is Self-Praise Sounds Conceited, or Self-Praise is of No Consequence. Why letters of recommendation can boost your professional reputation. What we're going to be talking about, it talks about how others view you and the influence on the new professional relationship you're trying to cultivate, whether you're in an interview or first of preliminary business meetings if you are an entrepreneur. Now, I don't want to assume everybody listening to this is familiar with what a letter of recommendation is, so let me explain. A letter of recommendation is a letter written by a person or persons who have experience working with you in a professional capacity, whether it be through a contract experience or a job experience or a voluntary experience, working with you and what they're going to be writing in the letter is communicating how they felt about the work that you did, the way in which you did it, and how it positively affected them in the organization that you were both associated with. Keep in mind, it's not a textbook definition, but it gives you a better idea of what a letter of recommendation is and what's included. Now let's talk about how this career tool can help you in your career and in your business ventures. Because don't think just because we talk about careers here, being an entrepreneur is also a career. It's just that it's a career that you are in full control of cultivating. Your business, I want to make this very clear before we go any further. Your business and your career life cannot survive without other people. I know you want to think otherwise, and you want to think that, oh, you're an island. No man is an island. Nothing can be further from the truth. In your career and in your business life, you need people that will create and offer job opportunities. And in business, you will need people to market your business to and to continuously patronize your business if you ever have a hope and a prayer of keeping your business alive. So taking the time to understand how people work, what they respond to, will help you to utilize your career goals strategically. Of course, the letters of recommendation is no different. There are two major questions that your letters of recommendation automatically answers for future employers that are interviewing you, or for new business relationships you're trying to cultivate through business meetings, interaction, and networking, if the letters of recommendation are structured correctly. So here are the two main questions that letters of recommendations answer for those people. Question number one, can this candidate or possible business partner do what their resume or their professional snapshot, which is a business version of a resume, says they can do? Can they really do what they say they're going to do? Can they really do what they've been talking to me about in this interview, or what is written on this paper? Can they really do that? Your letter of recommendation is going to be used for, whether it be for the job or for a contract position or for a voluntary capacity. And it answers the question of what you do, because the person writing that, okay, is going to speak to your skills. The qualifications are going to be validated by another person when they talk about that information in the news, in the letter of recommendation. The individual or the person writing it for you should reference 2 or 3 of your core skills and qualifications for the industry that you have experience or education in. This gives the business person or the interviewer another perspective on your qualifications and how it will benefit their organizations. It's also bearing witness, or as my professor, my HR professor would specify, proof to the page that somebody else is talking about what you can do and your experience outside of you. And that validates what you can do for that company just from that individual, you know, your professional colleague writing that letter of recommendation for you. So it answers question number one. Question number two that it answers for a future employer or a future business relationship. What is your work ethic? What type of work ethic are you bringing to the table that you cannot find out from an interview right away? Since your colleague or your coworker or your ex-boss, or business colleague that's writing the letter of recommendation for you is somebody you have previously worked with in some capacity, they should reference in the letter your positive and energetic personality if that's true about you. The person should also reference your strong work ethic and your overall attitude of getting the job done well and getting it done quickly, if those are attributes that are truly associated with you. These type of phrases in a letter of recommendation will communicate to the future employer or your future business partner that you have the aptitude to meet their business needs because of how you work, not just what you do, but how you do it. It is extremely vital to understand that someone else speaking on your behalf in a letter of recommendation automatically bears more weight than you speaking for yourself. Overall, your letters of recommendation will positively enhance your reputation without you saying a word. It's like magic. Simple things like a letter of recommendation can definitely help to boost or help to enhance, positively enhance your reputation with a budding business relationship. Because other people who have validated your experience and work ethic and overall qualifications talk about what you can do, it is a recommendation that you absolutely use letters of recommendation in your career strategy, in your job search, or in your business dealings. Because people are not, it's going to also help to build a level of trust. I want you to know that Mentor Shelley is definitely here to help you to become a better version of yourself professionally. And this, the letters of recommendation, divides the regular from the outstanding. If you can have 3 to 5 of those done by professional colleagues writing about your experience, and there's ways of doing it. There's resources available to help you put those together. If you need help with getting your letters of recommendation completed or revise the ones that you already have, to make sure that your letters of recommendation are working for you or working the way that we just talked about, answering these vital questions for future business relationships. If you're struggling with that, or if you don't have those together, if you have one but it's not really working for you, or you don't have any and you need help in getting those done, definitely check out the resource at mentorshelley.com/services/tools, TOOLS. Review. That way we can work together to get your career tools together, especially letters of recommendation, because a lot of people don't take the time to get those done, and that can make or break you being outstanding versus other candidates, or in the sense of you cultivating business relationships, that can make or break who a business or an individual decides to work with, because other people are speaking highly of you, and that strengthens your professional reputation. So, of course, if you have any additional questions in regards to this topic or anything career-wise, interview-wise, or, you know, career negotiation or anything career or job-related, definitely connect with me at mentorshelly.com/contact. You can click on the left tab on the side of the right side of the screen. You can click send voicemail. You can leave me a voicemail. I respond within 24 hours. Or you can leave me a message at mentorshelly.com/contact. And I will respond to you within 24 hours as well. And of course, I want to always make sure that you know that Mentor Shelly is here to help you to become a better professional. You guys take care and have a good one. Bye-bye.